Now, let's just Friday, those of you who are here, finish it off to Reb Chaim. Let's just finish it off again. Make a general summary of everything we've seen. There's a Ravid, has a specific girsa in the Rambam. A lot of Rishonim have that girsa in the Rambam. That is the difference between Gzeilas Karka and Gzeilas Avodim. Gzeilas Karka. And there's the Gzeilas Kosef we have in Shuas HaPikodim. That tells us Karka ain't in Gzeilas. What does that Gzeilas Kosef tell us? Let's just begin. That Shuas HaPikodim in general, there are two averis. There are Gzeila and Averi of Shuas Sheker. How does the Gzeila achieve? You don't do anything. It's achieved. The Torah gives you kinyonim in this through the Shua. And you get kinyonim gneva gzeila, and the moment you get those kinyonim, it's bishus haganav. Therefore, he's chayav on senor. So the hafkos rishus doesn't happen through the maisa hafka. It happens through the Torah giving you kinyonim. Okay. Now, this would tell you something else. That what is Gneva's Karka? What's the Machlokes of Elazar and the Rabbonim? Elazar says there are Kinyonim Gneva and Karka. It's only, Tzerasakon is only about Shtaris. How do you get it? By doing a Maisa Kinyon. Chacham say, no. In a Maisa Kinyon, no such thing as Kinyon Gneva in Karka. But there, the entire Zayt in Karka, the entire possibility of Gneva Zayla is not by doing anything to it. I can't do anything to it. It doesn't budge, it doesn't move. I don't take it from one Rishus into another. What do? Because Karka itself is Rishus. I can make a Maisa Kinyon, get Kinyonim. And therefore, take it into my rishus via the kinyonim. There's no such thing as kinyonic neva zela. Okay. Via shvua. And karka is always b'shus bo alecha. Now, that's one tzeres hakosef. Karka and exelus. Our Eved. There's another way of getting kinyonim. That's through a Maisa Hafkor. If you take a look at the Rambam, give me the Rambam. Here's next Zela. Ram says in the Perkhes, he's talking Avodim Shtaris because Abraham Tosef is Chomesh. They excluded from the Xeris of Kotz of Shua Sepikotin. Shinam of Kishesh Bamiso, Pipikotin. Okay. He says, and what else do I learn from this Xeris of Kotz? Thank you. This Xeris of Kotz isn't only talking to me about Chomesh. V'chein, karken in exelus the gas and lolum. No way. Ele b'shus bo leo kayemes. Always b'shus b'alem. Okay. Hagosel karken in chavero. Hivsido. What about, here he doesn't talk at all about chiyuv onsi. Correct, as he talks about chiyuv onsi. What does he say? If I if I steal it and I damage it, okay, so I'm chayef, because I'm a masik. Avol, em nishkuso me'eleho, says, I steal it and something happens to it. He says, I say, harei shechoma, why? Shahare shahakarke bechesus bo'aleho kayemes. Ein achrayas have said the olof, elam ken hifsid biyodo. Since it's always, I told you previously, it's always b'shus bolim. And when I said previously, it's always b'shus bolim, I didn't say anything about avodim v'shtaris. No, I didn't say anything about it. I just said, from the Gzeres HaKosev here, we learn what? That karka is always b'shus bolim. Because the only way to make karka not b'shus bolim is how? By doing a ma'aseh kinyan, getting kinyanim. And the Gzeres HaKosev said, no such thing as kinyanim. Okay. Now he says, and because I told you karka is always b'shus bolim, therefore, there's no chivach rayas on it. Mashen kein, v'matalim v'avodim kamoshi b'yarnu. That's the Ravitz Gersa. That means, avodim, there is a hafkos reshus by doing a mice gneva, a mice gzela, by taking it from one reshus, bringing it to another reshus. Now, says the Ravid, and this is the Gersi has in the Rambam. He says, wait a second. We have a cloud. If I steal metaltlim, and it's a shinoi, I can't say harish acholofanecho. But if, I can't say harish acholofanecho, why not? I'm calling it b'shinoi. We'll expand on this when we get to the famous Ruchayim and Shinikot and Shinigodol. But, however, and therefore, Avodim is Shinis Narkona. But then he goes to a whole chain of reasoning. But since Yosh is Kona Bavodim, according to his understanding of Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin and Bavna in Gittin, therefore, Karka, Evid, if it's not around, he died, he burnt it. He's not around, and you can't say Arish Acholofanecho, therefore I'm Chayev Achrayes. So says the wife. So Chaim wants to understand, so what's the difference between Kinyan Shinoi and Kinyan Yush, and why does that have implication as far as this is concerned? Understand the chilek and understand the chain of reasoning that the Rive used. He says like this. Where do we know Yush and Geneva from? We know Yush and Geneva from Yush and Aveda. That's where we know it from. On the other hand, Shinui is a din in Gneva Gzela. What is it? And he explains and he goes into greater detail. That I get kinyonim in the object so that in the future when Chiyav HaShoav is finished, because it's a Shinui, so then those kinyonim now expand, become full kinyonim. It's a din in kinyonim Gneva, Ayideh Maisa Gneva. And since there's no kinyonim, kinyonei gneva, I did no kinyonei gneva in avodim, so the maisa gneva doesn't give you kinyonim, so you're not kona b'shini. I always can say, harish acholof anecho. But he says, wait one second, yush is a whole different parsha. What is yush? What is Yush in general? Yush in general is I lose something. It's Eino Bishusi. And when I'm a Yayush, anyone who picks up can make a kingdom be called. Aveda achieves, Aveda per se, Aveda together with Yush, so it's a very subtle thing, she's a Tzeinah Bershusi. And it's a chiyah for anyone who picks it up, he can make a kinyan in it. So too, Geneva, according to Mandoma, Yush Kone, what's the halacha? Through a Maisa Geneva, I am Mafkia Mirishus. Therefore, I can make a kinyan on it to make it mine. Wonderful. We happen to paskin, according to most people, which we'll see, but that's some of Zion, that Yush is Enikon. Why? Because he's Suros Liyado. But he says, what is the Raven out to achieve? Going to first Pshat Rav Chaim, that the reasoning that he said, why Kark, there's no Chiyav answer, is because it's always Rishus Bolim, if Yush is Kona. In Avodim, that means the Maisa Geneva, Maisa Aveda is enough to make an Eino Bishus Bailim. And therefore it's Eino Bishus Bailim, it's Bishus Ganev, and therefore it's Chayav Onsen. First Pshat. Second Pshat. No, and here Reb Chaim is pulling out some machinery he picked up elsewhere. There's a Maisa Mafkia. And once I have a Maisa Mafkia, that combines with Yewish. Okay. The difference between Pshat A and Pshat B is you have to go through the interim stage of Ener Bishuso, or Maisa Mafkia is enough. And then he comes and says, wait one second. Let's try to understand. So I understand where the Rive is coming from. Does this fit the Rambam or it doesn't fit the Rambam? And it does, he says, wait one second, there's a major machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. How to learn the Gemara Makkos Dafta Zayin Amud Aleph. What's the machlokas based on? Do you get Malkus for Geneva Gzela? You don't get Malkus for Geneva Gzela. Gemara says no. Why it's 11 nitglas? Say what happens if you burn the gun? If you burn it, so Tosfos says still we're still and I say the Hashem Zaylo I get the money. Tosfos says that Max that the Zion of Malach and Tosfos and Baba Kama that you know from Malach says the same thing. But the Rambam says 11 nitglas tashlum has nothing to do with Hashav. It is the object itself. So Chaim says, wait one second. Where does this Chiyav Tashlum come from? Where does it come from? Comes out and he finds, pulls out of the hat, exerts a kotzin, mishilen. Then he tries to explain it a little deeper way. What's this mishilen all about? Vishilem also barosh of a chamish yisof yosef olos. But this is, he's now within the world of the Rambam and not in the world of Tosfos. This is going to be very critical for everything we see. Now we go further. In the world of Tosfos, there's a Chiyav Hashav, doesn't need Vishilei. Then he says, in the world of the Rambam, let's try to understand Vishilei. Then he has a Mishnah Yadayim. That if my ever goes down, that's Hezek. So then I'm not Chayef. Shemi Yakti Tenorabo. Because what will he do? He wants to get back his Odin. So if he's going to be Chayef, he's going to go burn down people's houses, and the Odin's going to have to pay. You can't pay such a thing. So for now, the Rise of Rabbona, the second thing. That's a mission you're dying. When the Rambam quotes it, he says an Erev Shogonav is the same thing. He says, wait one second. There's a very, very big difference between Mazik and Ganav. Halacha Mazik is, you take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, he holds his Gemara Halacha Aleph. Any living object that is in my Rishus, that is under my control, if it goes and damages, I'm chayev. Chorei klus mayevet. That is the whole parsha of shor, shenagach, shor lish, all everything, all the dinim of a shor. Klus mayevet, it's my property, under my control, I'm chayev for damage. I have to watch it. Okay, so that's, it says, Baganev, Yechayev from Isaac Neva. Why in the world should I be Chayev to the Gneva my Evid? So he said, and the Rambam, where did the Rambam all of a sudden invent this thing and put it smack in the halachos of an Evid, of the Mishnah talking to Evid Shehizik? Conclude, oh, what is Vishile? Yechayev, the Mazik of a Gneva. What is a mazik of a gneva? If the owner is not getting it back. So what does that mean? I steal it, and the owner doesn't get it back. I'm a mazik. It's in the parsha mazik. V'shilim is a din. Every ganev is chayv. When the object isn't there, the object cannot give him, he does not get the object back. Chayv as a special parsha of ganev, ganev turned into a form of masik because the owner, he's getting away from the owner, he doesn't get it back. Now, in order to put this into the Rambam, it takes two very unique shittas of the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam says against Tosfos, there's no hashava segneva akseila. Number two, that the Rambam takes the Mishnah Yodayim and puts Gzela together with it. And that's how it ends up. And therefore, if I did a Maisa Mafkiya, I did a Maisa Gneva, and how do I know that it's a Maisa Gzela? Because otherwise Yush wouldn't apply. It could be it's Ein Bishuso. And I'm Chayev because he's not getting it back. So, end story. Works perfectly within the Shittas of Rambam. Perfectly within the Shittas. But we'll have to see what happens with Shtaris. Tartum. Now. So that, yes. Speak louder.
That means that there is a Maisa Gzela,
on Avodim, definitely.
Even if it's still Behem?
Definitely is a Maisa Gzela. That's why it's nicknamed by Yush. Otherwise, Yush won't work. Yush combines with the Maisa Gneva Gzela. Of course, that's what Tosfos says. I physically take it from one Rishus into another Rishus. Now, this is where Tosfos, this is where Reb Chaim explains the Rambam. Now, and it gives a general, I've done it to give you a general picture of all the factors in Gneva's karka. Now, we have, This is one Xeris HaKosef that talks about getting Kinyon Egneva, certain types of Kinyon Egneva, Enik Nebi Yush, and the like. And that they don't exist is, no, is Rechi of Hashava in Evan? Yes, Klochor is Rechi of Hashava. That's, I take it. I have to give it back. I took it from one rishus, I brought it to another rishus. Take it from one rishus, bring another rishus. I have to bring back into the rishus bolim. Chiyav hashava. If the object's not around, there's no chiyav hashava. Then there's a just kosev v'shilem. So you have a chiyav hashava with a maisim mafkia, maybe have kos rishus. And without Kinyon Egneva to be counted Bishir. Yeah. Yes?
Isn't
the Pazer of the Kinyon Egneva is also the Hashem Tzedek and the Mir Fashion? Yeah, but Vishilam also Barosho says something else. Excellent Kasha. Vishilam also Barosho says that Yochayev is a Matzik. And wherever Mazik Ruchayv Yochayv. That's it. Now.
Maybe a Skiv's going to back to that.
We'll see. It may have been the Mamoni Gaboch, it's my money and your Rishos. But we'll see, as we see everyone talks, that there's definitely the Heshiv by tanking it. We'll see that Tosus explains it. We'll see all Rishonim say that explicitly. But let's just see as we progress now. Now we get to Karka. There's another Xeris HaKosef. There's no kefil in karka, it's in karka. So Tosus is very bothered. Tosus is very bothered. And there seem to be two separate Xeris HaKosefs. One Xeris HaKosef about karka, and one Xeris HaKosef towing Tainas Ganef. No, towing Tainas Ganef. Is there? This, let's take three levels. Toin Taina, Kova Pikadin, Shusa Pikadin, and Toin Taina is Ganav. Kova Pikadin is not a Ganav or a Gazan. It's ain't a Beshuso. The Rambam said like Ovud. Kova Pikadin, I'm a Gazlan. I'm a Gazlan. I'm holding. I did Gzela. I did getting Kinyonim through a Shvua. Not a Maisa Lekicha. Toin Tainas Ganav. I'm a Shomachinam. And a Shomachinam swears that it's Nignav, it's Potter. So then, then the Torah says he's Chayev Kefa. Who atzmo gonav? Now, who atzmo gonav? Now, Tosus. No. The Gemara begins saying that two separate Xeris HaKosefs. So Tosus has a question. So gneivas karka, Tosus doesn't begin with that. Toin tainas ganav. Toin tainas ganav. Simple case: you take a shmos hashomer. Says there's no Shvuos HaShomer on Karka. The Bechlau told Koine Tosus no Shvuos HaDayonim on Karka. Agrees with the Rambam on that. Okay, now, so he says, how is Toin Tainas Ganav possible that I need a special Xeris HaKosef? So, Tosus answers a very, very simple answer. Ayidei Gilgal. Not so simple. Those who have learned Gilgal Shua, and Tosus says Shua and Gilgal Shua says Shua. You don't need it to be Chayev Kefil. You need a Shua Sadayonim, and Gilgal Shua says Shua Sadayonim. You don't need a Shua Hashom. Fine. Tosus Ulfi Hamav Ulfi Madam Askina. He said, let's read Tosus, understand Tosus a little better. Now we have a separate Xeris HaKosef here. In addition to the Xeris HaKosef of Karka and Exiles of Kuf, Tezayim of Abed, Kuf Yud Zayim, you have a separate Xeris HaKosef here of Kefil. If there's no Karen, there's no Kefil. Kefil Yimit Mishvu, Kedam Rim Perak Hazov, Tebuk Lady Amy, Ben Kefil, Toin Tan is Gan, Romashan Mel Bishu. No, you could say it's Gilgal. It's a lechnish by the Gilgal. Okay. Chimay de Maskin, and according to the Maskon of the Gemara, the Tamon High Code Rebuyu, and the Prada Gavit Yazu Kem, surely, the Cave of Vishua, Hakolecha, Nech, Lech of Chadkro, the Travai. Okay. In Tomar, Ugneva Bakarka Hefin Shaikha. Wow. How's Gneva Karka possible? Nova Matsigvul. But Tosus is also worried, how is Tonis gone? Toin Tainas gone if possible. And with Gneva Matsigvul. What does that mean? As Rishonim explained to Tosus, I became a Shomer in Karka. And what did I do? And I have an adjoining piece of land. And I moved the border over 10 meters into my land. And the person says, I gave you 10,000 square meters. I want back 10,000 square meters. He said, oh, you know something? No, someone took 10. I'm on the east side. On the west side, someone took 10 meters away. Zaganov. Zaganov? Stolen. Turns out I'm the Ganov. I took those 10 meters away. So I become a Ganov in Karka. So how do I become a Ganov in Karka? Because the Torah, in Torah Tanis Ganov, I didn't get it through my Sikinyan. There's a special Xerasakos of Torah Tanis Ganov that the Torah gives you, turns you into a Ganov and gives you Kinyon Egnaiva. So here's a separate Xerasakos that might have overridden the first Xerasakosov, and says, no, there's no Toyntanis Ganov in Karka. Okay. So, that's number one. Inami, he's going back to his first thing, Mechubala Karka. There's a case of Toyntanis Ganov, even on Karka itself. Now, this is a mind-blowing Tulsus. What is it? Chubala karka ki ahid al yud kfanim to unos toin shenignav lo hey nem so shuhu gone for. I gave you 10 vines to watch, and these vines were full of grapes. And you're giving me back 5. And I say, what happened to those 5? There's another 5. And you answer, oh, someone stole them. What does them stole mean? They chopped them down. And it turns out that I chopped them down. And therefore, that's 20 times kind of in character. Wait one second. That's not so simple. If you gave me 10 vines and I chopped down some, is that Xelus Karka or Xelus Metaltalum? What am I stealing? I take an axe, I chop it down, and I take it. What am I taking? Metal. It began as Karka. It's Metaltalum. So why is the Torah Tanis Ganav in Karka? Big problem. Straightforward answer. Give me a Rambam Mishpatim. Rambam says like this. Shlolach shadinim amurim b'torah yahaba hashami v'taltim sh'yisrael v'shal hedya sh'nema kezol kelim yotzu karko, yotzu this. Okay. Now, Ram goes on and says, wait a second. Paribez halocha hei, hifkid hektish, vachar podohu, baruchulun, meishanot lumiyad hashomer, shilochulun, vachar hektish, goyshe hifkid, vachar nizgaya. So, a guy gives me a pikudin. And then later on, he's Miskaya and I still have his pikudin. So what did this one have? Question is, when I look at, is this Shmiras Akum or Shmiras Yisrael? Shmiras Hektish or Shmiras Hedyot? I look at what happened B'Shas Kabbalas HaShmira. Whether it's Shaz Kabbalah Sashmira, I was not Chayev. There were no Chiyuvim. Everything is Nikva B'Shaz Kabbalah Sashmira. What is the quality of the Shmira? Okay, with this in mind, and Rambam Sperka, Beit Halacha Hei, So it's a mechilta to Parshas Mishpatim. Okay. No. Fine. So what is this? So what happens if when I gave you the pikadon, it was karka, and then became a taltalim? It's the same aloha. It's shmiras karka, just like it's shmiras akum. Shmiras karka. What's kovei? There are halachas about shmiras karka. So when I was makabel shmira, I was makabel shmiras karka. So Tos is telling me an incredible idea here. Incredible idea, he says. Toitan is ganav is a din in chiyuvei shmira, and that depends what sort of shmira is. And it's shmiras karka. The whole parsha of Toitan is ganav wasn't stated, even though it turned it out the thing ended up being metalplan because it began as shmiras karka. Who disagrees with this? Rambam is very clear. Perek Daled Hilchos Gzeila. Perek Daled Gzeila. Atoin Tana Tana Zganav. Why am I chayev? Not. It's a chiyuv shmir. It's a chiyuv gzeila. What Tom said? It's a chiyuv shmira. Wait 1 second. Now I understand the Gemara. We had a lot of problems with last year. And it's a Tosis, Nazayanam and Beis, in Baba Kama. Strange Tosis. Now it's all very clear what Tosis wants. What's a strange Gemara? Gemara is trying to ask a question, what Shmira is more Shchomor? The Shmira of Shomachinam or Shmira of Somasoch? The Gemara says Shama Soch is more chomer, because after all, Shchayv Gnev Aveda and Shama Chinam is part. The Gemara says, wait a second, Shama Chinam is more, has another chomer. What's the chomer? Toin Tan is Ganav. Wait a second, Toin Tan is Ganav a chomer in Shmira, or in Shama Chinam, or it's just that in Shama Chinam, in Shama Soch, I don't have the Hechad Timsa. It's a Chiv Gzela. Tosa says, no. It's chiyu, part of the chiyuv eshmira of a shomachinim is a din of Tohen Tanis Ganav. Then what's more chomer? Karnav Kevel, Karnav Lokar. And then Tosa has a way. Take a look. Tosa's Nun Zayinim at Bay, he says, I gazin have a nechen of Tohen Tanis Gazin nims shum yodol lo mashah. Mim Tomar, he says, there's a time that maybe a Shoma Socher is going to pay Toin Tainas Ganev. When, let's say, the Shoma Socher is Bolvimo, and therefore he's going to be put for Gneva. But does he have to take a Shua? Of course he has to take a Shua. What's a Shua he has to take? Eina Bishusi, Shalosh Shalachti Bo Yad. And he volunteers information, and the information he volunteers is, it's not only Abishud, it's Nignaf. And it turns out he's the Ganav. He's the Abishud, because Nignaf. So Tos has a Sofek, it's the Mechayev. He says, V'shem ain't Shach Kevel Toin Tainas Ganav. Da'afilu Shach. Look, he says, not sure. Maybe. If Toin Tainas Ganav was Chiyuv Gzeila, so what does it have to do with Balavimo? If it's Chiyuv Shomrim, so the question is, what Balavimo lo yishalim, on what Chiyuv? On Chiyuv of Achrayus, or even of the Chiyuv Toin Tainas Ganav? That's not sure. Now we understand. So what is Tosas telling us? Toin Tanas Ganav is a din in Chiyuv Shmira. Okay. That's an interesting side point. You should have noticed. Now we get to a much more difficult, challenging Tosas. Yotsu Shtoros. Now, that means there's no kefil on Shtoros. Wait 1 second. It means there's Gneva on Shtaros. How is the Gneva on Shtaros? We have a clown. We began with a long, long time ago. Gneva is only if there's a Kenyan. How is what happens with Shtaros? Is there a Kenyan or not? Bothered Rishonim, no end. If you take a look in Tozabah Metzia Nun Vavamet Beis, there's a Tozabah Metzia Nun Vavamet Beis. It says like this. Yotzu Shtaros, Ona. Ona means I overcharge you. So there's no Ona on Shtaros. As Tosis, wait a second, there's no Mechir Shtaros, the Rice of Drabonon. Mechir Shtaros is Drabonon, so why is it possible to think there's no Ona, there's no Mechira? No, get started. Jesus. Farshri. He has a, he talks about the whole thing. Ben Chaim Nira, he says like that. Ve'afilu havim mecha shtachol drabonon, even if Mechiva Shtaros is drabonon, but still, there's Mechiva derais. Don't you I gave you a milvah al peh. I owe you money and you don't trust me. They're not going to pay back. So what do you do? What do you do? You ask me, do me a favor, make it a milvah b'shtar. I said, fine, I'll make a milvah b'shtar, but pay me for it. It's worth something to you, so you got to pay me for it. So they pay me for it. Wait 1 second. Not just paying him for the effort. It's a mechira. That means, mechira means the lover writes the shtar and gives it to the malva, and the malva gives money for it. So what is he being kona? He's being kona a shtar with a mechira. And it's not just giving him, doing him the favor of writing it. It's a mechira of an object. Oh, it's a mechira of an object. That means a shtar has a din mamon, subject to mechira. And it's the Maisa Kenyan. What's the Maisa Kenyan? When the Lover hands it over to the Malva. So now we know there's such a thing as the Maisa Kenyan. But let's just see further in Tosis. Kinela Atzo Shtar Shimon. Oh, Hilvoho Bishtar. There is a Milva Bishtar. And the Lover says, wait a second. I don't like the fact that there's a Milva Bishtar. So I want to... And he says, and he talks to the Malva and says, I want to buy that shtar back from you, so now it's a milvah al peh. It goes in both directions. So there's mechira. Yeah. So what do you see from this, from Tazubah Metzia? A shtar has a din mamon. Now the Gemara says, ain't gufo mamon. It is gufo mamon. What is it? It's not subject to mechira. And what do we say? Why is there no... It's not gufo mamon. It's mamon, but not gufo mamon. Why? Because the value of the shtar, because if the lova ends up paying the debt, you didn't get no big deal. So it's only, what is it? It's a piece of property whose value is, in case the lova doesn't end up wanting to pay, so I have a tool against it. It's only potential, but there's nothing intrinsic in it. So it has it in momen, subject to mechira. So there's a price for it, but it's not what we call gufo mamon. It's a second level. Something that's a valuable Torah satsma. Okay. That's what Tosis says here. Now, Tosis in Ksubis and he tells us himself this. That's on Bava Mebeis, the top Tosis. Tosis and Ksubis says like this. If Mechira Shtaros is Drabanan, how do you have Gneva? Same question. How is Gneva possible? We have to understand what Tosis says. Tosis Peheyam Mebeis, Divriam Asl Hamolchem. In Tomar, he says, "Am I mitzvahum uteshtaros meono? No, yeshtomadi. The chovenim mimkot shach meono sheishava harbe lekonish him kumena bedom mikorim lelovu." No, he's talking about mechir. In Amikon shoyu chayv lo milva pe, while odom shift lo shtar. Tosu says something else here. I go up to the Malva, and I say, Malva, I want to buy your shtar. What's it value to you? I'll turn around, and I know the Lova doesn't like the fact that there's a shtar out there. I'm going to turn around and sell it to the Lova. No, the Malva can sell it to the Lova can sell it to the Malva, they can, oh, there's a third party. The Malva will give it to the third party to sell it to the Lova, and okay, he thinks he'll negotiate a better price. So that means, what is the value of the shtar here? The value of the shtar is the value of milva, shtar over milva. Has it in moment with a maisa kinyan? It's not gufo moment. There's two levels. There's moment and gufo moment. That is, no. So we understand why there can be a gneva on it. Because it has it in moment. It's not gufo moment. And there's Mesira. That means what do? I steal the shtar. Now, what do I get when I steal the shtar? What am I going to do with it? Collect this loan? I can't. You know what I'll do? I'll sell it to the Lova, to the Malva. I'll tell the Lova, you don't like the fact that it's a Malva shtar. How much are you going to pay me for the shtar? I tell to the Malva, you want to make it a milva b'shtar, so how much are you going to pay for it to get the shtar back? So I stole it, I have it, and what value does it have to me? Selling it to the Malva, to the Malva. Oh, it's the same value. Now, Tosis has a very serious question. Yotzu shtaris. Tosu says, wait a second. Yotzu shtar is, I stole a shtar. Am I chayiv onsen or I'm not chayiv onsen on the shtar? So Tosu says, so Tosu could have said, you don't get kinyanim on it. Achmai, it depends on kinyanim. Tosu doesn't go that route. Makes it dependent on dina de gami or lo don dina gami. Now, there are two concepts that we have to introduce now that are very common, are going to be everyday concepts when we learn both Merubah and Agos Leitz and Agos Amal. Yeah.
Based on the
Tosis
and
Ksubis,
the
Kepo
would only be the difference between
Shai. Wait a second. There's a reason I'm telling. We're just introducing the tip of an iceberg. No. There's something called Dova Hagorim Lamoman. Dova Hagorim Lamoman means as follows. I steal a lot of chametz from you. And comes Pesach, comes also Bahanoah. I'm a shomer in chametz. Comes Pesach. And I didn't sell the chametz. I didn't do anything with it. So what do? I say, Harish HaKhalaf and Achia, take it. Let's say someone steals that chometz from the shomer. Comes along, Reb Shimon, and says, "It's a dova hagorim lamama kamama bami." What does that mean? This chometz is very valuable to the shomer. Because if the chometz is around and he gives it back and says, "Harei shecho lefanecho," so it's potter. Chometz is not around, he has a chiyuv achrayus. Comes along a ganav and steals him. So the chachamim say, that's it. He stole something that's also b'hanah, that's worthless. Has no din moment, has no din baiva, has nothing. Comes along Reb Shimon and says, but it's dova gorim moment. It's nothing in the general shuk, but for this person it's very valuable. That gives it him as if he owns it, and it gives it a din moment. To him it has a din moment, and since to him it has a din moment, so it's a dova hagorim lamamon. That's Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon achieves two separate things with A, you have this chometz for Pesach. It's worthless. It's also b'hanah. And so, something that's also b'hanah does not have a din moment. But, and also, according to many Rishonim, there's no ownership on it. So it gives me, the fact that to me it's worth something to get out of that chov gives it a din moment and I own it. And if someone steals it from me, he stole it, an object that I own that's worth a certain amount to me. And he pays kefil. If it's an animal, a shechtz, it's dalav v'hei, zeh. That is Reb Shimon's halacha of dova hagorim lamama. Now, there's another halacha called dina degarmi. Let's take the simplest version of dina degarmi. This is version of Dina Degami. You have a shtar. Now that's worth a lot to you to have that shtar. I come over and I burn the shtar. So, am I chayiv or potter? If you're not doing Dina Degami, you're potter. Why? Because, was I mazik you? The shtar is a way of collecting the chov. If the lover pays, I wasn't mazik you anything. But if the lover doesn't pay, and you can't collect without the shtar, so then you have a serious hezek. So comes along with a mayor and says, Hasov Sharosh Chaver was chayib dina degarmi. Comes along the Ramban and says, there are two separate concepts, never confuse them. Ramban Kuntras Hagarmi. I'll print that out for you. It's in the whole thing. You'll never find it. I'll print it. He says, Dina Degarmi means anytime I do something to your property that you lose money, I'm chayef. So, it's a Dina Mazik has no implication anywhere except Geneva. Number one. Number two, what is Dova Gorim Lamamon? Dova Gorim Lamamon is a whole different thing. Dova Gorim Lamamon says, if I have something that's worthless to the world, but worth to me, and it's ownerless except it's valuable to me, that gives me a din bailus, gives it a din moment, and someone who steals it is a ganav. But it's two independent concepts. One talks about what is moment and bailus for Geneva or for other things. And the other talks about what's moment and what is a mazik chayiv. He's chayiv for destroying objects or destroying from yimafs and moment. Don't confuse the two. Ramban straight out. There is a tosis. Doesn't diss it. That three terutzim and tosis. He disagrees with Ramban. Because according to that, so what Tosfos is asking? Talking about Geneva. Romali krola maya kefil. Yodam lama sham krola, the mad don't hear me. And what about the other mad don't? What does it do with the exercise of kosher? And the don't hear me, it's only drop on it. So what's not to talk about? So what does Tosas say? We have to understand Tosas Kashi. Tosas Kashi is a very loaded Kashi. He's telling me something that about connecting two things. I just told you Ramban that doesn't connect. Because what is Tosas trying to say? Tosas is trying to say, you know what? No chivonson on a star. Because dinner de garmi. So some people jump up and say, ooh, this is Reb Chaim. Every John of his chayiv is a mazik. Chaim never said it in Tosis. It doesn't work in Tosis. It only works in the Rambam. So don't let you talk about something else. Now, we'll have to understand the kasha. But Tosis is telling me an important yisod here. There's no chayiv achrayas in shtar. Because why? Mazik is potter. I'm going to ask you a simple question. What about an eved? Is there chiyav achrayas in an eved according to Tosfos? A mazik is chayav. Is there chiyav achrayas in an eved? Okay, the kasha is. So, what is Tosfos' answer? We're going to spend a long time in this kasha. There's a very deep idea, and people saw in this Tosfos. So, what happens? So according to Tosis, well, if there's no chiyav achrayas, so then, so there's no keren, there's no kefil. Comes along Tosis, wait one second. If the shtar is still here, he's mekayim hashova. It's not just he has to give it back if it doesn't belong to him. He's mekayim hashova v giving it back. The moment it's a chiyav hashova, that's so then there is a din kefil. So Rabbi Kivega points out, wait a second, Tosfos telling us a very big idea here in the Teretz. Tosfos in the Teretz is telling us when you give it back, it's not only giving it back because it belongs to him, you're Makayim Yechiyav Hashrova. Makayim Yechiyav Hashrova. So therefore, if I steal something, this thing's intact, and I give it back, what is Kefal? The object plus its monetary value. Tosfos doesn't tell me how much the kefil is. That we'll have to worry about too. Okay, now, I will print out a Mitzvah Shemli. It's a small paragraph from Ramban. There's a very important Tosfos, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. There's a Ravid here, there's a Tosfos here, there's a Rashba. Okay, you have to see the Sugya. Take a look at the Tosfos and the Ravid. What are they discussing? The interconnection between Dovah HaGorim L'Momen, Garmi, and Gneva. Garmi L'Chor is a Din and Masik. So that prompted everyone to jump up and say, oh, Tosfos ties it together. It must be the Shitas HaRambam. What Reb Chaim said, that every guy is Chaim is a Mazik. Wait a second, Reb Chaim said in the Rambam, he specifically gets started by saying he has to come up with this thing because Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. So, what's happening here? We have to see this Tosfos. Very keen and important. May it's a shambling tomorrow.